There's more now on our top story, the new US-UK-Australian alliance. Adam Leong is an associate professor and deputy director at the Centre for Defence and International Security Studies at the National Defence University of Malaysia. He's in Kuala Lumpur. Thank you for being with us. So let me ask you, first of all, I mean, obviously, China is made it very clear they're not happy about this. But how are they likely to respond to this in terms of their actions in the region?
All right. I think China has expressed some worries about this new trilateral, the new alliance between Australia, UK, and the US. And no doubt, this alliance of these three powerful countries is, of course, targeted against China in reaction to Chinese action in the Indo-Pacific. So at this moment, China has not stated clearly how it would react, but we will see that China, of course, will come up with a lot of responses that are critical against this new trilateral alliance, and especially Australia will be equipped with nuclear-powered submarines by the US in the near future. And of course, China will be critical about that. So in terms of Chinese action, in a sense that I would see that this is a reaction to what China has been doing the last 10 years, especially in the South China Sea, artificial island, building artificial islands, the 9-9 claims, using of Chinese Coast Guard vessels, and of course, more recently, the rising tensions over Taiwan, air flags, flying near Taiwan, and a lot of military exercises. So there are lots of worries about Chinese intention in South China Sea, especially in particular. And of course, Chinese is also building a new airport in Papua New Guinea, right next door to Australia. So I will see this Australia-UK-US alliance is more as a response to what China has been doing in the last 10 years. At this moment, I think China would come up with a lot of voices opposing this latest alliance. But in terms of what direct action that we will undertake, it's still too early to see how China really will respond.
And why nuclear submarines? Why are they figuring into this deal so much?
All right. I think Australia back in 2016 has signed a deal to procure 12 Barracuda class submarines from the French. I think it's about $90 US billion. And the latest news today, the French are not happy because they're scrapping that deal. I think one of the reasons is that, as you can see, the Barracuda class submarines are diesel electric submarines. It has limited range. I think it's about 18,000 nautical miles. But more importantly, these electric submarines have limited endurance. It needs it can be operational for 3 months, 4 months maximum, and then you run out of diesel. You still need to return to base to re-equip, to resupply, replenish your fuel. Whereas nuclear powered submarines has limitless endurance. It can run underwater as long as the crew can sustain that kind of operational tempo. You can run underwater for 6 months, sometimes even up to 8 months and 9 months. Because of that limitless endurance, operational tempo, and as you can see, the geographical location of Australia, for Australian submarines to sail, say, into the South China Sea in support of US freedom of naval operation, freedom of naval operations. And of course, Australia itself also on the free and open global rules-based order. You do need that kind of long range and long endurance capabilities for submarines. So nuclear submarines would give you that kind of, nuclear power submarines will give you that kind of range and endurance.
All right.
If Australia were to work closely with the US, I assume they will be acquiring the Virginia-class attack submarines. That will give them extra capability to carry Tomahawk land attack cruise missiles, which the Barracuda would be limited in that sense.
Good to get your thoughts on this, Adam Leong. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much.